Chairs, and of course, all the boys from the upper part of Dormitory A were coming down, including Hugo and Horse. Jackie and Skeeter and Mo Guy could hear clump, clump, clump. He said, "That sounds like a horse coming down the steps." Jackie says, "You better not let him hear you say that." They followed around the corner, down the hall, and at the end of the hall was a big door, two French doors with glass panes in them, and they were open. And Jackie and Skeeter and Mo Guy stopped because they had never seen anything like this. It says table after table with a white tablecloth on it, and dishes sparkling clean. He said, "Boy," he said, "this is something." Finally, they looked over to the far corner. Mr. Woodward motioned, "Over here, boys." They all came around to the table. Skeeter sat down. Mr. Woodward looked at him. He was standing behind his chair. "Skeeter?" "Yes, sir." "Would you mind standing up?" He said, "This is all right. I'm fine." "Would you mind standing up?" "Yes, sir. Yes, sir." Finally, when the rest of the boys came, especially the upperclassmen, they knew what to do. They went to their place, stood in back of their chair, and waited quietly. Finally, when all the places were filled up, Skeeter looked around. He saw Hugo Barnes, Horace, Bowie, Brandface, and many other students that he had seen upstairs in Dormitory A. Mr. Withers looked around and saw that everybody was there. "Boys, this will be your table from now on. I will be in charge." He says, "For you new students, when we come to the table, you stand in back of the chair. When I sit down, you sit down." He sat down. Everybody sat down. When he picked up, that is, Mr. Woodward picked up the napkin, they would pick up theirs, and not until. So Mr. Woodward picked up his napkin. He says, "All right, boys, you may pick up yours and put it on your lap," which they did. Pretty soon, from out of the kitchen came steaming bowls of mashed potatoes and gravy and meat, vegetables, hot biscuits, and they set them down in front of Mr. Woodworth. Mr. Woodworth picked up the first plate to his right. He filled it up and passed it down to the next boy, to the next boy, to the last boy at the table. And they kept going around and around until Mr. Woodworth filled all the plates and everybody was served. Skeeter got a knife and fork out and began to cut his meat. Mr. Woodward looked at him. "Skeeter Hoyt?" Yes, sir." He said, "Would you wait until you're told what to do?" "Yes, sir." Finally, when everybody was served, Mr. Woodward picked up his knife and fork, which was the signal that now they may pick up knife and fork. And finally, everybody started eating. Mr. Woodward informed them, "Boys, I don't mind if you talk, but it must be very, very quiet." He said, we'll be quiet. So as they were eating, they were talking, and Brandface and Bowie were sitting right across the table, and they were talking about the initiation mostly. Mr. Woodward rather smiled as he heard the greenhorns talking in a frightened tone. "Well, you greenhorns," he said, "I wouldn't be too worried about what the upperclassmen will do." He says, "We have quite an honor. I suppose most of you know that Hugo Barnes is in charge of the initiation this year." Hugo smiled and looked straight at Skeeter and Jackie. He said, "Yes, it's a great pleasure for me to be in charge this year, Mr. Woodward." He said, "Well, I'm sure you'll do a very good job." "Oh, I will. And he looked at Skeeter and Jackie. Skeeter kind of slid down in his chair. "Another thing I insist, boys, is that you sit tall." He said, "Yes, sir." Finally, Skeeter was putting jelly on his hot rolls and butter and stuffing his face. I said, "Hey, boy," he said, "you're over." "Skeeter Hoyt?" "Yes, sir." "You don't talk with your mouth full." "Yes, sir." Finally, Jackie says, "You sound like Ritzy to me. How dare you talk to me like that?" He says, "We don't talk with our mouths full." Brandface was over there looking at Skeeter and just grinning from ear to ear. And all of a sudden, Skeeter watched him very carefully, and he saw one of his ears wiggle. He said, "Hey, Jackie," he said, look at Brad Face. I said, "What about him?" He said, "Look at," he said, "I saw him, I know he's got a lot of freckles, that's why they call him Brad Face." He said, "No, watch him." Jackie looked over, said, "Well, I'm watching, nothing happened." Finally, when Skeeter looked up, he saw both of his ears wiggling. Skeeter starts snickering. He said, "Hey, that's funny, that's funny." And pretty soon he began to laugh and laugh. "Skeeter Hoyt?" "Yes, sir." He says, "What are you laughing at?" He said, "Nothing, sir." He said, "Well, you tell us about it, we can laugh at nothing too." He said, "Well, it's Brad Face." Now, Skeeter, that isn't very nice. He said, "I suppose you think it's funny that he's got all those freckles." "Oh, no, sir, I'm not laughing at his freckles." He said, "Well, then what are you laughing at?" "At his ears." He says, "Laughing at his ears?" He says, "Well, there's nothing unusual about them." He said, "They're about as big as yours. Maybe yours are bigger." He said, "No, they wiggle." "Oh. Brad Face, are you wiggling your ears?" "Yes, sir." He said, "Would you show me how you do that?" He said, "Yes, sir." So he looked straight at Mr. Woodworth, and both of his ears began to wiggle. He said, "That's simply amazing. Simply amazing. How do you do that?" He said, I practice." He said, "You got to concentrate. And you have to concentrate on your ears very, very hard." He said, "Well, I think I could do that." Jackie looked at Skeeter and says, "You can't even concentrate. That leaves you out." He said, "How dare you talk to me like that?" He says, "Do it again, Brad Face." And he did it again. And he wiggled them pretty much. And of course, all the boys started laughing, and that was great. Skeeter looked over there. He said, "Hey, Brad Face," he said, "will you teach me how to do that?" He said, "Sure, sure." He said, "Hi, you're a good kid, Brad Face. You really are." Bowie looked kind of sad, and he looked at Bowie. He said, "And Bowie, 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 Bowie?" He said, "Just one Bowie." He said, "You're my friend, too." Finally, when they finished eating, they had strawberry pie for dessert, which was quite a delicacy because they were in season. Skeeter said, "Ooh, I'm stuffed." Mr. Woodward looked at him. He said, "I mean, I'm full. I've had enough." Now, before you are dismissed from the table, we will all rise together. Mr. Woodward stood up, said, "Fold your napkins and set them down by your plate." They set them down by their plate. They pushed their chairs back in against the table and were dismissed. Skeeter and Jackie, as they were going out, said, "I don't know." He said, "You go in there and stand by your chair." He said, "At home, we just run, and whoever got there first grabbed it." And says, "That's why you're going to school, to learn some manners." He said, "I've got manners." "You've got to got manners I've never used before." He said, "That's just your trouble." He says, "I'm glad that he showed us how it's supposed to be done." He said, "I never even knew things like that." He said, "Yeah, but I'm glad we only get 2 weeks of it." When they got out in the hall, there was a bunch of boys around the bulletin board, because all the news is always printed on the bulletin board. And Skeeter couldn't get in there at all, neither could Jackie. Jackie said, "I wonder what's on there." He said, "Boy, it must be really important." He said, "You want me to find out?" He said, "Sure. What are you going to do, fly?" He said, "No." And he got on his hands and knees and crawled through all the legs way up in front. And he read the bulletin board, and he noticed that it was giving groups of boys who were to report to their supervisor for instructions. And as he went down the groups, he saw Mr. Woodworth. And the boys under Mr. Woodworth, for 7 o'clock that evening, Jackie, Skeeter, Mogai, Bowie, and Brad Face. He got down his hand, his knees, and crawled all the way out. Jackie said, "What was it?" He said, "Well, we're supposed to report," he said, "for some more work, I suppose. Mr. Woodward's going to tell us what our classes are and what we're supposed to do." One of the upperclassmen came by. He says, "Hi, Skeeter." "Oh," he said, "hi, Georgie." He said, "You're not like the rest of those big upperclassmen." "Ah," he said, "there, some of them are too much for me to. He says, what can I do to help you? He says, you look worried. He said, no, we're going to meet with Mr. Woodward. He said, did he tell you yet where you're going to work? He says, you know, you have a choice. Can you work with the horses or out with the cows or the hogs? Ooh. I don't want to go out with the hogs. Jackie spoke up. Hey, George, he says, do you have a choice of where you can work? He says, sure, tell Mr. Woodward. Well, I'd like to work with the horses. I like horses. He said, I don't like all horses. Skeeter, says you do too. He said, no, I don't. There's one horse I don't like. He says, I didn't know that. He says, all the horses on the ranch you just loved. He said, but there's one certain horse that I don't like. Jack, Skeeter, you surprised me. He said, what horse don't you like? He said, the one upstairs in dormitory A. Oh. He says, well, maybe I should say the same thing. Jackie and a group of boys from upper dormitory A were supposed to go down at 7 o'clock to get directions and instructions from Mr. Woodworth. At 7 o'clock, they start traipsing down the hall and circle the staircase to the right, and of course the first door, there was a sign, Mr. Woodworth. Skeeter knocked. He heard a voice say, come in. He opened the door and the boys walked in. Mr. Woodward stood up. He said, well, you're right on time, boys. Come in, come in. Skeeter looked around at his office with all the books and everything. He said, you sure have a nice place here. He said, well, I like it. He said, sit down. So they all sat down. There was chairs for everybody. He says, well, since you boys are new, I'll have to explain a few things. He says, we get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. He says, 6 o'clock? 6 o'clock. He says, you will get dressed, report for duty to do your chores, depending on where you are. If you're in the dairy barn, you will go there. If you're at the horse barn, you will go there. If you're at the pig barn, you go there. Chicken barn, you go there, whatever you have to do. He says, you'll spend anywhere from a half an hour to an hour doing your chores. At 7 o'clock, breakfast. From 7 to 7:45, he says, we'll give you time to eat. Then from 8:15 to 8:30, you will be in your room cleaning, dusting, and getting in shape for inspection. He says, at 8:30, you'll be getting ready to go to school. He said, 8:45, school starts. He says, most of you boys will report to dormitory A downstairs in the classrooms. He says, I'll be in charge of some of them, and he says, we have others who will be in charge of other classes. At 11:30, you'll be dismissed for lunch if you don't have any chores to do. You people who are the chicken barn, the horse barn, and so forth, of course, will take 30 minutes to do your chores, feeding the horses and so forth first. At 12 o'clock, you will report for lunch. You will have lunch from 12 to 1. From 1 to 1:30, you have a free period, which means you get your room cleaned up again, any studying you have to do, and report back to school. Says at school will last till 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock is a free period to do your studying and whatever you need to do. Then we will do chores again. He said you should be finished with your chores by 6 o'clock, which we will again have our supper. And then after supper, unless you have specific chores that have to be done after supper, you are free until 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, lights out, and everybody to bed. And I might add, there are penalties for anyone found up after 9 o'clock. Now, are there any questions? Key says, yeah, I'm tired already. I said, well, it's not as bad as it seems. Oh, I forgot one thing. On Saturday afternoons, we have drill. He said, uniforms will be issued to you. Key said, drill what? He said, each of you will belong to a squad. He took out a sheet of paper. Let's see. Oh, you and Jackie and Mogai, well, this whole group, he says, you'll be under the direction of Hugo Barnes. He says, well, I'm sorry about that, Skeeter, but that's the way it is. In fact, he happens to be a lieutenant. Lieutenant Hugo Barnes? What does he do to be a lieutenant? He says, he's worked very hard. He's done very well. And I assume that he's going to demand a lot of respect from you boys. And he'll probably get it. I guess so. How long does that last Saturday? He says anywhere from 1 hour to 2 hours, depending on whoever's in charge. If they feel that you've not been doing what you're supposed to, yeah, what do? He says, you march and drill. I said, yes, sir. And now, where would you boys like to work? Jack says, the horse barn. Skeeter said, horse barn. Mo guy, me too. He says, all right, there's room for you. He says, let's see. Slim Jones is in charge. He says, will you go over there, ask for Slim? And he said, he'll put you to work. And he said, you will be starting the first thing in the morning at 6 o'clock. He said, oh, 6 o'clock? He said, it's barely daylight. He says, in the wintertime, it's still dark. He said, but that's the way it is. Are there any questions? Here, I'll give you each a copy of the schedule so there'll be no mistake. He passed the schedule out. He says, you'll see the courses that you'll be taking on the slip. Skeeter went through them. He said, Jackie, I don't know anything about it. He said, what's all this mathematics stuff in here? He said, I don't know anything about it. And chemistry. Jackie said, I don't know anything about it either. Mr. Woodworth heard them talk. He says, you don't have to know anything about it. He said, that's why you're coming to class. Well, I said, well, if you don't have any more questions, you're dismissed. The boy stood up, yes, sir, and they left. All the way up the steps, everybody kept looking at their sheet and grumbling about getting up so early and so forth. Finally, when they got to the door, that is Jackie and Skeeter's door, Skeeter said, boy, am I glad we're leaving. Aren't you, Jackie? He says, yeah. He said, just looking at this makes me tired. He says, work, work, work. He said, what do we get for it? Nothing. Brandface and Bowie looked up sadly. And finally, Bowie looked at Skeeter. He said, Skeeter, aren't you going to be here? He said, no. He said, I was kind of counting on you, Skeeter. He says, Brandface and I both kind of looked to have you and Jackie for a friend, and Mo Guy too. He says, maybe if we kind of stuck together against Hugo Barnes and that horse, maybe it wouldn't be so rough. He said, well, I'm sorry, Bowie, but we're going to leave. We promised Tom we'd be back in 2 weeks. We didn't promise Tom we would. He just said we would. And he said, we are. And Tom's not going to say a thing about it when we get home. He says, come on. He says, so long, fellas, we'll see you again. He says, we'll be around for 2 weeks. The boys went down the hall, and finally Mo Guy looked at the two of them. He says, pale face, little pale face and blood brother, no stay, just 2 weeks? That's right, Mo Guy. Mo Guy not learned the ways of white man in 2 weeks. Maybe he better stay. Well, you can't stay here alone. He says, you wouldn't he says, Skeeter and Jackie both looked at each other and shrugged their shoulders. I said, well, we'll talk about that later. It was getting late. There was a knock at the door. Come in if your big nose is clean. I said, I wish you wouldn't say that, Skeeter. He said, some of these days it might be Mr. Woodworth. He said, well, if it's the truth, it's the truth. The door opened. It wasn't Mr. Woodworth. It was Hugo Barnes. He says, well, greenhorns, did you get your schedule from Mr. Woodworth? He said, we did. He says, all right. Come on in, horse.
Okay, okay.
He says, we've decided that we would choose our greenhorns. Skeeter kind of shrunk down on the bed, sat down, and so did Jackie. And he said, horse and I have been thinking that we'll pick our two greenhorns out of this room. He says, you're closer to ours than the rest of the boys. Finally, he looked around the room. He says, horse, he says, take your choice.
Oh, well, he said, no, Hugo. He said, after all, you're the lieutenant. You take first choice.
He says, all right. He looked at Mo Guy, but he didn't look too long. He turned towards Jackie, and then finally to Skeeter. He says, all right, Skeeter, you are now my official greenhorn.
Oh, no.
Yes, and stand up when you address an upperclassman. Skeeter jumped up. Yes, sir. Now, from now on, when you hear me screaming out that door, Greenhorn, come a-running, you come a-running. Understand? Yes, sir. Said, that's better. Said, Horace?
I guess I better take Jackie then.
Jackie says, oh, no.
What'd you say?
I said, yes, sir.
You better address an upperclassman.
He says, what do we have to do?
He said, when I take Greenhorn come running, you come running.
Yes, sir.
He said, and boy, you better come running, too.
Hugo smiled. He says, that's telling him, Horse. He says, now, we don't know when we'll need you. And remember, it'll be such things as shining shoes, getting a drink of water, no matter what it is. Understand? Yes, sir. All right. Come on, Horse. He left. They left. Skeeter and Jackie went to bed that night very depressed to think of all people they had to get, Horace and Hugo, for their upperclassmen. The next day, they reported to class. They had to do their chores. They went through the first lessons. Mr. Woodworth was most of the time, he was their teacher. The assignments were heavy. And finally, when evening came, they finished supper. The boys were very thankful that they didn't have to do anything more. They've done their chores for the evening. And finally, Jackie says, well, I'm getting upstairs. He says, I've got work to do. He says, look at all the lessons I have. He said, me too. Old guy said, I go too. Me no understand. So they went up to their room, and Jackie got his books out, and he began working and working. Skeeter sat there. He said, Jackie, you understand any of this? He said, yeah, most of it. It's not too hard. He said, what about math and that chemistry stuff? He said, well, that's a kind of hard. And they were working. Jackie was trying to help Mo Guy and explain things to him. It was very difficult. And the hours slowly passed, and it was still early evening when, for the first time, Skeeter heard, Greenhorn, come a-running! He said, did you hear something, Jackie? He says, I sure did, and you better get going. And again he heard it, but much louder. He said, I'm coming. He tore out the door and down the hall, went into Hugo's room. He says, yes, sir. He says, well, it's about time you got here. He said, I did my best, sir. He said, I need those shoes shined. He says, and I want those shined so well that I can see my face in them. I go. Skeeter picked him up. He said, yes, sir. Skeeter took him to his room. He said, Jackie, you know what I have to do? He says, shine these filthy shoes. He says, if I were you, I'd start shining. Skeeter got the kid out, and he began to shine. This is the way we shine our shoes. We shine our shoes. This is the way. Jackie looked at him and shook his head. He said, well, you must be enjoying it. He said, I'm not. He said, it's the only way I can stand to do it. Finally, he had him looking pretty well, and he began to smile as he looked in there, and he said, hey, Jackie, I can almost see myself in there. He said, pretty good, huh? So I think Hugo will be pleased with that. And Skeeter, he says, you have the right attitude. He says, you might as well do the job right and get along with people, and he said, 2 weeks will pass very easily. But as Skeeter went to put the kit away, he happened to look up on the shelf, and he saw this big jar that said glue. And Jackie shook his head. He says, Skeeter, he said, I don't understand you. You're shining shoes and you're happy. He said, yeah, right now I'm real happy, Jackie. He said, well, since you're that happy, why don't you take the shoes back? He said, well, I am. He picked up the glue, took the cap off, and dumped half of it in one shoe and half in the other shoe. He said, well, I guess I'll take the shoes back. He says, good work, Skeeter. He said, I hope that big old horse doesn't call me to shine his shoes. Skeeter went skipping down the hall, knocked. Come on in. He said, I have your shoes ready, sir. Hugo took them. He says, say. He says, hey, I had you all wrong, Skeeter. He said, that's the best job I've ever had on those shoes. Thank you, sir. He says, you know where I'm going? He says, all the lieutenants, he says, are having dinner, a late dinner. He says, with the headmaster at the headmaster table. He said, I want to look just right. He said, oh, you will, you will. He says, you want to see my uniform? He went in the closet and brought it out. He said, wow, boy. He said, that's pretty, Hugo. He said, and all those medals, he said, did you earn those? He said, well, you don't think they gave them to me, do you? So I didn't know. Yeah. He says, here, hold this. So while I get these shoes on. He slipped inside the shoes and he said, hey, Skeeter, he said, these even feel much better. It's so nice and soft. He said, Skeeter, you have the magic touch. He said, yeah, I think I do too. He says, hey, horse. He says, see? I made a wise choice, and I'm glad you gave me first choice.
Well, he said, I don't care.
Well, that's all, Greenhorn. He says, you're dismissed. Skeeter went down, singing down the hall. La-da-dee-na-da-da-tum. Sat down to the table and began to work, and half the time he'd be humming to himself. Skeeter, he says, why are you singing, and why are you so happy? He said, I'm just happy. It's my happy day. Finally, Jackie finished up a lesson and he had his shoes on the floor. He put them in the closet, and as he went in there, he looked up and he saw glue and it was empty. Skeeter, he said, what is it, Jackie? He said, I wonder why that glue jar is empty. He said, you know, I was wondering that too. He said, are you sure? He said, yeah. He said, I wondered why when you turn it upside down. He